You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days, Episode 5, by Stephen Cameron. The new girl, Danielle, and Jason hit it off when they find out they both love the series Banana Chan. Poppy becomes jealous of their friendship and decides to do something about it. Kenny finds a new friend in Casey. What will happen? Read and find out. Fade in. Exterior. House. Evening. Jason sits on his porch watching the new girl take boxes from the car into the house. She glances over every once in a while, making eye contact with Jason. She waves at Jason to come over. He smiles and starts over there. Exterior, house, evening. The girl is Danielle Brooks, a beautiful 20-year-old woman. Jason walks up to her as she takes a break, sitting on the hood of the car. Jason.
Hi, my name is Jason Walker, your neighbor.
Danielle.
I saw you looking at me.
No, I was...
I don't mind. It's nice to be looked at.
She smiles.
So, would you like to help me with some of these heavy boxes?
What about that guy you moved in with?
My dad? He's at work. Can you help?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
She kisses him on the cheek. He grabs a few bags from the car and walks toward the house. A few moments later, Jason rejoins her without the bags.
Where do they go?
Upstairs. I'll show you.
He follows her back into the house. Interior, house, hallway, evening. Jason carries the bags as Danielle walks in front down the hallway until they come to her room. Interior, Danielle's room, evening. The door opens and they walk in. The room has a bed and some vanity tables, but the room is mostly bare. Jason puts the bags down and sits on the end of the bed. He sniffs as Danielle sits beside him.
What is it?
What is that smell?
My perfume.
Jason smells in her direction and shakes his head.
No, that's not it, but you do smell nice.
Oh, that. I'm not sure what it is. I'll probably buy some air fresheners and stuff to get rid of it, but it's not that much of a bother.
It would annoy me.
I have to get my television hooked up so I can watch this week's episode of Banana Chan.
Is it new?
Well, to me it is.
I watched Secrets on Monday, but I didn't know they repeated it tonight.
I had a friend tape it for me before I left, but don't tell me what's going to happen. I like being surprised.
Oh, you will be.
Exterior, Jason's house, the next day. Kenny stands at the door, banging away. Kenny.
Jason, where are you?
Nobody answers. He stops banging. He looks around and notices the front door over at Danielle's house is open. Kenny starts to run over there. Interior, house, day. Kenny enters the house. A few pictures are up on the walls now, and many boxes sit open scattered around the front hall. Kenny rummages through a couple of boxes and then starts up the stairs. Interior, house, hallway, day. Kenny walks down the hall looking around, when suddenly he hears the shower and a song. Danielle, off screen.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Kenny starts laughing to himself as she continues to sing the song. He places his ear against the door. Kenny walks away, then jumps back into the doorway. Kenny, yelling,
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Kenny runs away. Interior, basement, day. Jason and Arcadio sit on the futon listening to the radio. Arcadio.
So we're in the process of writing a sequel to Red Phoenix at this time.
Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I kiss you, but since we're on my bed, it would be a little weird.
Yeah, please don't. They're interrupted by Kenny, who half stumbles down the stairs and stands bent over in front of them out of breath. Jason.
What's wrong?
Kenny.
Danielle, she's in the shower.
Really?
Yeah, and she came on to me.
Kenny laughs, and a few silent moments go by.
What are we going to do today?
Arcadia.
I've got an important business meeting to be at, but I do hope Barbara and I can catch a movie later.
Who?
Barbie.
I know, it's called sarcasm. But seriously, what are we going to do?
I'm going to hang out with Danielle.
Come on!
Jason shrugs his shoulders.
Sorry, dude.
Fine, I'll go hang out with Casey.
Kenny scoffs as he turns to leave. Exterior, street, day. Barbara and Poppy walk down the street.
Barbara. What shall we do today?
Poppy.
Let's go see Jason.
Sure, why not?
Where's Arcadio? I thought you two were getting to know each other.
Barbara looks at Poppy. She looks back.
Did you give yourself to him and he skipped town?
Barbara.
What?
No.
Then what?
He had some business to attend to. We're getting together later. Has he bought you anything expensive? That's what I expect of my man.
You know Jason is poor, so what can he buy you that is special?
Oh,
He has money. I've known him for most of our adult lives. I know he doesn't have any. Trust me.
Barbara shakes her head as they turn into a small beauty tanning salon. Fade out. Opening sequence. Fade in. Interior. Basement. Day. John sits on the futon watching soccer on Jason's television with Warrior sleeping on his lap. Barbara and Poppy come down the stairs. John smiles. John.
He is not here. You're welcome to watch soccer if you'd like.
Barbara.
Where is he?
I think he's over at the new neighbor's house.
Barbara looks at Poppy. Barbara.
Well, let's come back later.
Why don't you go over there now?
Yeah, let's go. I'll be with you in a minute.
Poppy disappears back up the stairs. Barbara turns to John. Barbara.
Thanks.
John.
What is wrong with you?
Jason is probably over there hitting on the new girl. This could hurt Poppy's feelings.
Have you seen the new girl?
He nods.
Okay, I love my son and all, but she's way out of his league.
Maybe, but there's something about him that women find desirable.
Like his father.
John rubs his large stomach. Barbara walks away. Exterior, house, day. Poppy exits the house and sees Jason and Danielle coming out of her house. They head over toward them. Jason.
Hi, girls. This is Danielle.
Danielle waves at them. Poppy gives her a look. Barbara.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and this is my friend Poppy.
We were just thinking about renting a movie. You two want to come?
Sure.
Poppy.
No, we have other things to do.
Barbara.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later then.
Jason and Danielle walk off. Poppy puts her hands on her hips. Poppy.
Can you believe this?
Barbara.
I don't know what to say. How about Jason is a whore?
No, he's not. He hasn't been with that many women.
He's been using me.
Poppy sits down on the porch. Barbara sits beside her. Barbara.
They might just be friends, like Jason and I are. No, I know men. They want their cake and to eat it too, and I'm not going to be the goddamned cake.
You're not the cake. Just give it a chance. Poppy wipes away a tear.
I will not let Jason just leave me like this. It's time to confront his slut.
Poppy gets up and walks after Jason and Danielle. Barbara reluctantly follows. Exterior, cinema, day. Kenny enters the lot. He looks around. Casey, off screen.
Hey, bitch, up here.
Kenny looks up to see Casey looking over the edge of the roof. Kenny.
What are you doing up there?
Casey.
This is my spot. I bring the chicks up here and make them women.
Then I'm not coming up there.
Come on, stop being a puss.
No way.
Casey throws a rope ladder over the edge that reaches down to where Kenny stands. He hesitates a moment and starts to climb up. Interior, convenience store, day. The clerk sits behind the counter, looking around the store. Danielle and Jason enter. They enter the movie section, which is fairly large. Two giant walls full of different types of movies, sorted by signs saying the genre. Jason.
What should we get?
Danielle.
Why not just get one each and watch them both?
Sounds like a plan.
They continue to look. Jason quickly picks up Street Fighter and smiles. Danielle takes her time and grabs Clerks. She holds it up for Jason to see it.
Got one.
Clerks?
Come on, you don't know what Clerks is. What, have you been living under a rock?
Maybe.
And here I was thinking you were cool.
She rolls her eyes and walks away.
I'm cool. Really, I am.
Jason runs after her. The clerk jumps out in front of him, scaring him backwards. Clerk.
You, I don't trust you. Always coming in here with your friends touching everything. Well, from now on you touch, you buy.
What if I want to buy a magazine? I have to lift it up in order to see the price.
My foot is down.
He lifts his foot up and then stomps it down. He points at it and walks away. Danielle.
Is he high?
Jason shrugs. Exterior, cinema rooftop, day. There is a tent set up to one side. A television set up with a long cable going into a vent and a large umbrella covering them from rain just out of sight from the ground. Casey stands at the edge pulling up the rope ladder while Kenny browses through channels landing on a porn network and stops. Kenny.
How did you manage to get these?
Casey.
Duh, I live in the back of this cinema and I've connected a third-party cable to my parents' home box in order to steal it for myself without their knowledge.
The perfect crime.
Underneath this rough exterior and boyish good looks is a genius only outwitted by a few ugly-assed bitches. I'm the only beautiful genius.
Don't go for the award yet, my friend. Anybody can steal cable.
You should never lie to a friend. Since we're not friends, you should always lie to me. How's that bitch Jason doing anyway?
Hanging out with the new girl.
He gets all the fresh pussy. I seen that girl and had to jerk off a few times to get her off my mind, you know?
Not really, no.
Liar, man. You're one of the worst liars ever. All guys jerk off. They did some tests and shit. It's in our nature.
Well, I don't.
Casey walks over and pats him on the shoulder. Casey.
The first step is admitting it.
Kenny pushes him away.
Coming from a boy? That's just sick. Believe me, I haven't had a reason to jerk off anyway. Prison and all.
Bitch, that was community prison. Even little kids like myself go there for hard time.
He starts to laugh hysterically. Kenny breaks his glance at the sexual acts on television to watch Casey roll around on the ground laughing.
So, are you done?
Casey stops, gets up, and wipes a tear from his eye. He clears his throat and wipes off the dirt.
Now I'm done.
You're a sad excuse for a teen.
I haven't laughed that hard since Michael Jackson said he was innocent.
Again. What, now you're hating on MJ?
Casey does a moonwalk and grabs himself. Exterior, street, day. Jason and Daniel walk down the street. Danielle.
After I watch Banana Chan, do you want to watch Clerks?
Jason.
You want to watch them tonight? I don't know. I just thought, you know.
Yeah, that would be all right. It's not like I had any better plans.
Great.
Street Fighter is a better movie, though.
Danielle looks over at him. He smiles back at her. Exterior, Jason's house, day. Jason and Danielle get closer and closer as Poppy stands at his door. She walks over to where they stand. Poppy.
I thought we had something.
Jason.
We do. We do. What's this about?
Danielle.
Me. She's jealous.
Danielle laughs. Jason.
But we're just friends.
Poppy.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Guys don't have girls as friends unless they want something.
Yeah, fun. Barbie and Danielle are both really cool girls to hang out with. If you can't handle that, then maybe you should go home.
Poppy breathes a loud, angry sigh. She then grabs Danielle's hair and takes her down to the ground. They start to throw punches and pull each other's hair. Jason grabs Poppy off of Danielle and holds her away.
Stop fighting or I'll call the cops. Just go home and cool down.
Poppy.
This isn't over, you slut.
Poppy turns to Jason and slaps him with a loud thud. Poppy storms off down the street. Jason helps Danielle to her feet.
I'm sorry about that.
She brushes herself off. Danielle.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
It's all my fault. Like usual, I don't make my feelings clear beforehand.
Danielle.
Are you all right?
I will be.
Jason and Danielle walk over to her house and disappear inside. Interior, Danielle's room, day. Jason and Danielle sit on her bed with the two movies neatly placed on top of the television, and on the television are the final credits of Banana Chan. Danielle.
That was a good episode. I hate waiting until next week, though. It's like torture for people with no personal lives.
You should have been there when I found out they were making another 3 more Star Wars films.
Interior, basement, a couple of years before. A younger Jason sits on a bed watching a commercial. TV voice, off screen.
In only a couple months, the new Star Wars film will be released. This highly anticipated prequel to the hugely successful Star Wars trilogy is expected to be just as good.
Jason jumps up screaming and bouncing on his bed when it gives way and crumbles to the floor. Interior, Danielle's room, day. Danielle looks at him as if he was a geek. Danielle.
Not quite like that.
Jason.
That's why I have a futon.
I wasn't sure where the episode was headed when Buster was approached by a member of Demole to join them. I thought for sure he'd join for no other reason than to infiltrate.
Why would he do that, though?
I don't know, 'cause he's cool.
He abuses women. Is that the kind of man you want?
At least he admits he has a problem afterwards, unlike real men.
Isn't the whole point to make the character likable?
No. Then there is the love between Buster and Mako. It's nice to see everything work out.
But it didn't really all work out. Mako ran out on Buster and we don't actually know what happens until next week. And then there's this whole business with the godmother. Best part of the episode was the fight between Buster and the Demole guys.
What is it with you guys? I was left with the feeling that everything will work itself out. You're just too immature for this show.
Danielle and Jason continue to talk. Interior, therapist's office, day. Kenny sits with Dr. Cumming, who doesn't have his notepad this time. Dr. Cumming.
Why did you request we speak so soon?
Kenny.
It's Jason. He's found a girl who has kind of filled my role.
Why don't you tell him that?
Because for once he's happy. He has everything he needs and more, and I don't want to be the one who ruins it for him.
I remember our last session when you proclaimed that, and I quote, you would kill me if I effing told anybody about you being here. Did you mean that, and do you still mean it?
Yes. I can't suffer the shit that comes along with our meeting being common knowledge. It would be worse than being gay or being raped in prison. It just would.
Why?
It could change the way Jason feels about me, and I can't have that.
Do you love Jason?
Hell no, I ain't gay. What the fuck kind of head doctor asked that shit? Do I look like I enjoy sucking cock and getting man juice squirted in my mouth? Hell no, I do not.
You need to work on the language and the anger issues. I meant as a friend.
I guess you can say that I love Jason. As a friend.
Kenny shifts his weight uncomfortably. Interior, Danielle's room, night. Jason and Danielle lay back against her pillows watching the ending of Clerks as Randall does his dance on the way out of Quick Stop. Jason, so. Danielle rolls over on top of Jason, straddling his waist. She starts to kiss him. Jason quickly pushes her off and sits up with a dazed look on his face. Jason, don't you want to get to know each other first and stuff? Danielle,
not really, but I just want to kiss you. Is that such a problem?
No.
Okay, then.
She starts to kiss him again, and again he pushes her off. This time he gets to his feet.
I have to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Jason leaves Danielle on the bed. She's confused and not too sure of what to do now. Interior, basement, night. Jason walks down the stairs with a dazed look on his face. Kenny sits on the futon with a smile on his face. Kenny.
I've decided only to date midgets.
Jason, with his mind wandering. Why?
Because everything is big to them. Get it? Because they are small?
Kenny starts laughing, but soon notices Jason not laughing along.
You really know how to kill a good joke, don't you?
I'm sorry. Jason plops down on the futon and puts his head down. Kenny looks over at him.
What's wrong, man?
I keep screwing it up with these girls. Danielle and Poppy both want me, but I can't love either of them without the guilt of the other hanging over my head.
Can I have one of them?
This is serious. I have so much in common with Danielle, and yet Poppy and I have this raw chemistry together. It's tearing me apart inside.
You know what always helps?
What?
A song.
He starts to hum the beat to Candy Shop by 50 Cent. Kenny, singing chorus.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
He continues to hum the rest of the song. Fade out. The end. End of episode 5. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon. This completes the iScript of Better Days, Episode 5, written by Stephen Cameron. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.